You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Witty, how do we feel about when you're at the blackjack table and there's an open seat and you're in the middle of a shoot? Am I allowed to sit down or do I need to wait? What's the etiquette?
No, I'm not. I'm not a
because some people are like, hey, wait till the end, please.
Whoa,
I'm not a dilettante. For me, like these people that overemphasize like the luck that is either present at a table. I'm not a luck guy whatsoever. Like I'm not gonna all of a sudden fall on hard times because you sit down at the table. Like it's okay.
You need to ask the person at the table.
Sure, of course.
Right.
You need to evaluate the table, see if they're winning a couple of hands. If they are, you don't want to disrupt that.
I mean, I agree with you. I think it's courtesy to ask and it's courtesy to give approval. But I will always. Yeah, go ahead. Sit down. Like I've won five in a row.
But you won't just sit down. So you will ask.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to. Common courtesy. But I'm not someone who believes in the heat of the table or the luck of the moment. So
it's just facts that if I sit down, the card that you would have had, like you can track the cards. So you
of
can
course.
See what your hand would have been.
But
so
maybe you've improved my luck because I was about to hit hard times and I'm getting different cards now.
Also, Steph Curry's going to the Lakers.
I think that's. I mean, how weird. I mean, Steph.
That is not
Steph,
fact.
Who's been like derided by LeBron, and Steph, who's like LeBron constantly is like, oh, this guy, and all of a sudden like Steph's gonna go groveling to the lake. Please, I would be stunned LeBron if that happened.
But if you're a two-time MVP, you should not be trying to tack on championships playing with a guy who's playing out the string of his career.
Well, he's won his championships already. Like
right.
and like
you don't need LeBron.
Steph has like genuinely there has been. A narrative to kind of like denigrate him in the context of LeBron. They go, wait, he's the unanimous MVP and not me. Like I think there's like legitimate beef between those two. So the idea, I think LeBron just wants it out there that he's recruiting already. He's trying to break up the Warriors or hurt the Warriors in some way. This idea that he would go there for me.
Well,
just to clarify, by the way, Brian Windhorst on the Hoop Collective said that Steph is eligible for a contract extension this summer, and LeBron started recruiting him at the All-Star break.
There's no breaking up of the Warriors. The Warriors are broken. Draymond Green is not the player he used to be. Klay Thompson
is injured.
He's missed 2 years now. Steph Curry is still Steph Curry. He's still great. But if you're LeBron James, why would you not recruit him? Like, I don't think Steph needs it, but if you're LeBron, why wouldn't you?
If
you
I know? Were Steph, though, I would like not be having that at all.
I think what's going on here is Steph leaked that because Steph knows that he can't do it on his own. So he puts it out there. LeBron's asking for me.
He's coming
and it's
after
really
me.
Steph right. is the one that's trying to get his way into the Lakers. He's like, let me float it out there. LeBron's trying to get me, not the other way around.
I'm doing a favor for the old man. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charity work.
Yeah. And any pressure that would be applied to the Warriors would be to like try and get them to use these assets that they've gotten from Minnesota. to actually go and get him help. But, like, I don't know, it'd be hard to blame the Warriors when Klay gets hurt in some preseason practice at UCLA. Like, I don't, like, the last 2 years have just been seasons from hell for the Warriors. But I don't know, I can't imagine.
Steph can't do it by himself. Just say it. That's what we're getting at.
He can't do it by himself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Clear as day.
Say it, Chris.
Which, by the way, is what LeBron thinks. But I don't think so. Like, Steph, this, I don't even know what their record is. Are they, like, they've got to be near 500.
Under,
like,
500.
Yeah.
23-24.
Because he's by himself.
Roster,
yeah.
The roster beyond Curry, Draymond, Wiggins, like, it's a hell of a lot of Kelly Oubre for them.
LeBron's petty enough where if he actually didn't like Steph Curry, he wouldn't have drafted him on his all-star team.
23 like and 24 for that team is a pretty good reflection of Steph Curry. I have their leading scorers. So their leading scorers after Curry, Wiggins, Oubre, and James Wiseman, their second overall pick. Right. You ready for this? Right. Jordan Poole, Eric Pascal, Damian Lee, and Marquise Chris are their leading scorers.
LeBron would win a championship with that in his prime. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In his prime, Chris. Yeah.
Remember the Lakers like missed the playoffs a couple of years ago because a team.
No, but that was like Lonzo a refresher season.
Right. And past his prime, Bill. I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, are we sure LeBron James is not still in his prime?
No,
he just won the championship.
No, a couple years ago, he wasn't. Now he's peeking back up that way.
It's weird. Yeah. When Anthony Davis is around, he's in his prime. When he's not.
Floating prime.
Yeah, exactly. Floating prime, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very convenient spot LeBron is.
Steph in his prime, I think, is the question now.
Right.
I mean, he's averaging 29 points a game.
Yeah, but what's the record?
And 24 for that team is not bad at all.
Yeah, but when you're trailing in the fourth quarter, no pressure, you're just tacking on points for the stats. Mm-hmm. I mean, garbage time, as Billy pointed out. Yeah. GT.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in a big game.
Barely hang on to that 10 spot to even get invited to play to get into the playoffs right now. Kings.
Wow.
On their tails.
I would take the Aaron Fox over Steph. I mean, would you, Bill? I mean,
what are you doing?
I mean, the decision will be LeBron's, I guess, right?
I mean, Buddy Hield.
What?
Keep naming Kings. What? Keep naming Kings.
Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox,
Mitch Richmond.
Mitch Richmond.
Elvin Bagley the third.
Marvin Bagley the third.
Marvin.
Yep. Rashawn Holmes.
Vlade Divac.
Boom.
Billy could not have more clearly pulled up the roster of the Sacramento Kings when he said the third. No one says the third unless you're reading off a page.
Pedro Stojakovic.
I think I called him Melvin also.
Mike Bibby.
Hassan Whiteside, who could forget?
Oh, yes.
Stu, you have a very inconsistent pronunciation of the IC at the end of name. Sometimes it's Divac and sometimes it's Nurkic.
Yeah.
You should decide that for the most part they're itches.
Really?
Yeah. Divac, Nurkic, Doncic. These names are all the same.
If you say so. How about I'll pronounce names the way I want to and you pronounce names
or
the way...
Or you can pronounce them correctly.
Yeah, well...
No.
No. No. Nope.
You say... You say Divac had an IC at the end?
Or the names that end in C.
According to Chris, it's Divich, I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
The AC or the IC?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more inches.
Just to bother me?
Yeah.
Well, you can go the Cortez route and call him Goran Dragic.
Dragic.
Yes.
Low blow.
Ooh.
Not even here to defend himself anymore.
So, Billy, we agree the Kings beat the Warriors, right, in a play-in game?
Possibly.
Yes.
Possibly.
Did you guys see how terrible Bielitsa was last night?
Yes.
Spo did that thing where he just like gave him a little taste, just a few
courtesy
minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
I saw his net rating was like -28.
I didn't see the 5 minutes. What was it? Was it really bad?
It was so, like, he walked out of bounds on his own volition at one point. It's just,
what?
Right, this guy needs like 2 weeks in heat camp before we can start playing him again.
How do you say Stipe's last name, Chris, the UFC fighter?
Miocic.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm proud of you for saying Stipe.
Yeah, that's actually
Stipe.
A tough
hill to climb.
It is a tough one. Yeah.
Stipe.
this type. So, Billy, we have the Kings, right?
Toss up, but right now I'm leaning that way.
Right. Mike, do you agree with our analysis on Steph Curry that he cannot do it by himself?
Yeah.
I think LeBron's seeing the cheat code. Dude wants to be 44, just driving and kicking. Drive and kick to the best shooter of all time. He can play till 50 that way because he'll always be big enough to get a little guard on that switch to just be totally barreled over. Drive and kick.
But that's not addressing the question at hand here. Can Steph do it by himself?
Exactly. This is more of a favor for Steph than it is for LeBron, right, is what we're saying. We think Steph leaked this.
We're saying prime LeBron would take the team that Steph's currently on to the NBA Finals, yet Steph can't get them to the playoffs.
Steph didn't really do it by himself. When he went into the NBA Finals, they were probably a year ahead of schedule if the Cavs were any sort of healthy. Remember, Dellavedova was the second most important player to that Cavs team by the time the NBA Finals rolled around. Steph hasn't won an NBA Finals MVP. Iguodala's winning these MVPs.
He's talking our language.
And Durant. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. I think Steph,
he's a piece, we can agree, right?
Yes. The world's greatest Robin.
But I think you guys are like, you're making a regular season point, which is you can't carry a team to the playoffs. Mike's making a playoff point, which I would actually agree with. I think as a playoff player, he's kind of embarrassed himself on a couple of occasions.
He's not even in the playoff discussion.
Exactly.
Yeah, some of those NBA Finals performances.
Yeah.
Right. And granted, he probably...
George Hill over him.
Well, even in that OKC series, which you get on Durant for leaving afterwards, Clay saved them. Like, Curry was dreadful in that game.
Right. You're feeding our point. I mean... Mm-hmm.
No, my point is, like, they got to 67-15 when he was the lead of a regular season team, which a lot of people were surprised by. The year before, they won 48 games, which a lot of people were surprised by. In the regular season. In the playoffs, I think you can question his credentials, but not in the regular season as a leader of a team.
I can't be... I don't know. Debatable. I'm jumping on a moving train here, but nobody wants to see those two partner up, right? I like the dynamic between those two that it was...
Yeah.
They didn't like each other. It was like an open secret
NBA. LeBron was like almost derisive towards him. Like, this tiny guy can be on my level? What are you talking about?
You were either
They may need each other now.
Yeah. You were either a Steph or a LeBron person. Yeah. I don't want to see them on the same team.
Chris, let's just get down to the question. He's a bit overrated. Do you agree? I mean,
as a playoff player, I would agree with you. But as one of the greatest players of all time, like his credentials at the end of his career are going to be incredible.
Yeah, I don't know
when it counts.
Yeah, I don't know how overrated you can be if you're the greatest to ever do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it with nobody. I mean,
he's presently doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but
he's on the outside looking in. That's,
he's 23-24 with Andrew Wiggins.
Right. Right. LeBron would take Andrew Wiggins to the NBA Finals, is what I'm telling you.
Make him a potential MVP.
In fact, the first 8 years in the league, that would have been LeBron's best teammate, Andrew Wiggins.
That's a good point. There's a whole lot of Booby Gibsons in LeBron's Cleveland past.
Exactly. Okay, settled. All right, Bill, we won.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.